Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Story in the paper today, the odds of races back in Arlington are fading fast. Not only is the Tribune reporting today in Robert McCoppin's story that it doesn't look like the horses are going to run at Arlington, it's looking more and more all the time like the Bears could. Thanks for joining us, Roy. You're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
Doing great, John. Thanks for having me.
Former president of the track and CEO of Endeavor Properties. So what does that mean you did? What was your responsibility there, Roy?
At Arlington?
Yeah.
Well, I was the president and CEO. I came in after I retired from the military and had a great experience there, a great love for the sport. I was also the president of the Thoroughbred Racing Association, a 50-track industry trade group, and really have remained connected with the Illinois horsemen as well as the horsemen throughout the country over the years. And so when it became evident that Churchill was not going to develop Arlington, as they had always said that they would, we started making inquiries about a year and a half ago, actually, to buy the track, to follow through on that. And initially, in talking with Bill Carstangen, the CEO of Churchill Downs, was told that they didn't have a intention to sell the track. And then, of course, this year they did, in fact, put out a call for offers, which we responded to, and we put together a consortium, a world-class consortium of developers from the Chicago area and nationally, GSP Development, Ocean Atlantic, Sterling Bay, and, of course, our own property, Endeavor Properties. And we put together a master plan. We worked with the local community in Arlington Heights to review that and make sure it was compatible with the community's requirements and what they were looking to have happen, and we were able to satisfy them. We went ahead with our bid. We were designated an initial finalist. We thought we were down to probably two or three, and I believe our bid is probably the top economic bid. Also, we did not have any contingencies in our bid.
Is that number right, $120 million?
It was north of that. I won't get into a specific number, but it was north of $120 million. And we've also indicated
you,
our...
Roy, how certain are you that that was the top bid?
I am pretty certain. I am definitely certain that we were the only bid that had no contingencies.
So you think
this
it would have been...
bid.
Right. So anybody that's bought or sold a house lately knows how important that is, no contingencies. So there you guys are with north of $120 million, and they said no thank you. What does that tell us about the intent then? What's going to happen there?
Well, it's even a little more mysterious than that, because they haven't actually said no. You know, so we were in active discussions with them. We had calls with Churchill Downs moderated by the brokers. I thought it was a positive call. The broker thought it was a positive call. This was in July. They had an earnings call that was scheduled for the 28th of July, so I frankly did not expect to have any further movement in the acquisition process until after they completed that earnings call and came out of a blackout period. They did that in August, however, and we did not hear anything. I went back to the brokers and indicated that we would even reduce our inspection period from what we had originally requested on behalf of the consortium members, who felt that they needed a significant amount of time, and our principal investors had a conference call, and we said that we would take on that risk. In other words, we would go ahead and consummate the acquisition ourselves, and then we would then go through the process with the local community relative to zoning and and other due diligence activities in order to then subsequently bring the other developers in to do the portion of the project that they had expressed interest in and had committed to.
There's the concern about casinos there, but also I think everybody is wondering if what really is happening here is they've got the Bears in their back pocket. Do you have any comment or knowledge about that? Are the Bears going to move to that location?
Well, we know that the Bears obviously are bitter. I would suspect that it was down to us and the Bears as probably the two most reasonable options for them to proceed with. We have reached out to the Bears through back channels. We've indicated to them that this is a 326-acre property. We would love an opportunity to co-develop that property, retain racing, as well as continue to develop a, you know, global, diversified sports entertainment destination that would be unique in the United States and, frankly, the world. We think it's a great opportunity, and we subsequently have, through back channels, indicated that if they do succeed in the bid, we'd like to have a conversation with them about buying the portion of the property that racing currently is on. So that always remains an option, depending upon the, you know, what the Bears choose to do relative to the full development. We're going to continue those discussions, obviously. And again, we have not been told no by Churchill Downs. We've not been told that our bid is off the table. We just have not been able to get any traction relative to having a further business discussion, which I expected that we would have had after the July earnings call.
Well, when somebody's ghosting you and you got $120 million or more on the table, that does seem odd indeed. I hope the Bears, well, I don't know what I hope, to be honest with you. That is, there's plenty of people that still want to see the Bears stay downtown, for that matter. Mm-hmm. But if the property could accommodate both, I don't see the harm in that. Roy Arnold is the former president and CEO over there. I'm out of time today, Roy. I'm glad we just found you for this short conversation today. And let's stay in touch on this, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, John.
I appreciate your time.